From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Rallies across Europe and deep divisions in the region over the escalating refugee crisis. And in New York, activists and protesters demanding the U.S. government accept a greater share of responsibility. Ramon Taylor reports.
The U.S. role in the Syrian refugee crisis is beginning to take form. In New York, protesters called for a humane response to a tragedy that has affected millions with no place to go.
Humanitarian aid, what we ask for more than anything else, no flying zone for the people.
Leyla Kashani called the U.S. government's failure to respond more aggressively criminal. The United States has accepted roughly 1,500 refugees thus far. Rally organizers say they plan to build on the event's momentum and create support systems for refugees that arrive in the United States to ensure, among other safeguards, that they have a place to stay. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
A spokesman for South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, says the leader will address the nation Tuesday about the need to ensure success of the ceasefire agreement. Both the government and rebels have traded accusations about violations of that accord. Security forces in Turkey say at least three police officers are dead in the southeastern part of the country in fighting between police and Kurdish militants. Sources say two police officers were killed in a car bomb attack near a checkpoint outside the city of Sirnak. Security forces pursued suspects by helicopter, killing two as they fled. Another police officer was killed in Diyarbakir province in a rocket attack by Kurdistan Workers' Party members. Over the past week, Turkish security forces carried out a massive military operation in the southeast town of Cizre. After a nine-day curfew ended on Saturday, residents emerged to find vehicles and houses pockmarked with bullet holes and claims that up to 25 civilians were dead. Palestinians and Israeli police clashed at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem today, the eve of the Jewish New Year. Violence at the site has been escalating because Muslims are upset by non-Muslim visitors and a push to allow Jewish prayer in the compound outside Al-Aqsa. Jews review this year this site as Temple Mount and regard it as their holiest site. Muslims call it the Noble Sanctuary and revere it as their third holiest site. Saudi officials, meantime, are pledging this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead in spite of a crane collapse that killed 107 and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The huge crane crashed through a ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. The head of Saudi's civil defense authority said high winds during a storm caused the disaster. Yemen's exiled government says it will not participate in the United Nations brokered peace talks unless Houthi rebels, in accordance with the UN resolution, withdraw from territory the rebels have captured. The announcement follows a number of failed attempts to get the two factions together for peace talks. President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi fled Yemen earlier this year and is operating his government from Saudi Arabia. Multiple parties have been fighting for control of Yemen since the Houthis advanced on Sana'a, the capital, last September. Indian police are searching for a suspect who illegally stored explosives in a warehouse that ignited, killing at least 88 people and injuring 100. Police said today they are searching for Rajendra Kazwa, believed to be on the run. They say he stored gelatin sticks, urea, which is a common fertilizer, and other explosive materials next to a restaurant in Madhya Pradesh state in central India. Police originally thought the Saturday morning blast was caused by a gas cooking cylinder explosion in the restaurant where children and office workers were eating breakfast when the powerful blast happened. Police now believe the fatal explosion ignited in Kaswa's warehouse. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored. Nuland warned this weekend that Moscow will pay more costs for future violations of the Minsk peace deal.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions. But if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that.
Nuland spoke in the Kiev capital to a gathering of Ukrainian and foreign political and business dignitaries. At the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, Italian Flavia Pennetta has defeated countrywoman Roberta Vinci to take the women's title, and she immediately announced her retirement. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.